Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. YouTube feed is 94. WIP, check it out. There, as the Eagles and Pats finish up their second of two joint practices up in New England. Tomorrow night, we will have the Eagles and Patriots preseason game on WIP. Phil's back in action tonight against the Cardinals. Big weekend series. The Cardinals are still in the periphery of this playoff race. Before we get into the show today, just want to remind you, my book, What If? Tackling the Biggest Unanswered Questions in Philadelphia Sports History, is available now. WhatIfPhillyBook.com. You can get it. Order ship out in October. Really excited for you to be able to read it. WhatIfPhillyBook.com is how you order the book on the website. Free shipping and a personalized autograph for you. I want to dive in today to the idea here of A.J. Brown and the last couple days and the hug to Jalen and the way he played. And I want to offer this up as a little bit of a PSA. And look, this, I don't know where you come down on A.J. Brown. I mean, some people have chosen to forgive and forget and move on and say, help the Eagles win the Super Bowl. Some people are more mad now than they were before because it's like, holy hell, this guy blew up a season. And maybe he still does have it. Maybe he wasn't in decline, all those kind of things. And maybe he really just sabotaged the season to get his way out of here. And that's unacceptable if that is it. So I don't know where you come down on A.J. Brown. But wherever you come down on this player and the story, and the reality of all this, I just want to offer a little bit of reality and a little reminder to not get fooled. To not get fooled by a hug and a handshake that was done for the cameras. To not get fooled by a couple good joint practices while he is healthy. My belief on A.J. Brown has not changed an ounce over the last couple days. It hasn't changed an ounce this summer. A.J. Brown has been a tremendous player in the NFL. A.J. Brown is an awesome wide receiver for a period of time. He was a top 3 to 5 player at his position in the entire NFL. That's all true. I also believe A.J. Brown's best days are behind him, and that is independent of the quarterback he's playing with, the coach he's playing with, the team he's playing with. I don't believe A.J. Brown's knee and hamstrings will allow him to be the player that he used to be. So he looks good right now. And he gave a good Eagles defense, including Quinyon Mitchell, some fits this week. That's true. And you could have seller's remorse, and you could have frustration, and say he should still be doing it here, all those kind of things. The eye test doesn't lie. And my eyes tell me he's just not as fast the last couple of years as he was when he was younger. And that will catch up to him. The comparison I have for him as a player, forget all the nonsense, is Anquan Boldin. And I believe the Eagles got the best of the Cardinal years, you know, those mid-Cardinal years. If you want to kind of compare his career, the first couple of years is Tennessee, right? That's the first couple of years Anquan Boldin burst on the scene. And then he stayed in Arizona much longer than A.J. stayed in Tennessee. But the Eagles got some good Cardinals years at Anquan Boldin. And now we are in the Ravens era of Anquan Boldin, where he still is good. And he had a couple productive years and helped that team win the Super Bowl. But he wasn't the same player, and he wasn't as dominant, and he wasn't as dynamic as he used to be. And I believe that's the path we're going now with A.J. Brown. So, you know, I'm not going to get all worked up and choked up and think he's going to have 1,700 yards this year and make the Eagles and Jalen Hurts look ridiculous because of how great he is and how motivated. I think he was motivated as he wants. You can't out-motivate Father Time. And you can't out-motivate a degenerative knee. So I watch enough football around the league to know who the best and fastest and strongest receivers are. And he was at one point that guy. but he's been surpassed. He's been surpassed by the Puka Nacuas. He's been surpassed by the Jackson Smith and Jigbas, Jamar Chases, the Justin Jeffersons. He's just not as good as those guys at this stage of his career. The way I look at A.J. Brown is he is a fringe top 10 wide receiver. You could still make the case he is 10. I think I could come up with 10 guys I'd rather have on my football team than A.J. Brown when you factor everything in. I think ultimately he'll have some big games this year, but he's also going to have a knee issue or a hamstring issue. He's probably going to miss time. And as it continues to happen, it's going to get more frustrating for him, and it's going to get more, you know, more difficult for him to come back and be this player again. So I think he's in tip-top shape. He's motivated. He wants to show everyone, I'm that guy. I'm a Hall of Famer. I could have 1,600 yards. Jalen Hurts held me back. All those kind of things. I'm not buying it. So there's the football aspect, and there's the injury aspect, and there's the age aspect. I'm not buying this. Oh, my God, how can the Eagles have traded A.J. Brown? No, he didn't want to be here. And I do believe that he will show his true football colors before long. Then there's the other part of this, which is the nonsense that he spews about the kind of person he is. Or maybe not person. Price is wrong. Player he is. Teammate he is. I don't know what kind of person he is. Seems like he's probably a nice guy. His teammates seem to like him. But as a teammate, as a football character, is not good. And the root of what drives him is obvious, and it has nothing to do with team success. He's told us, and he's been very transparent about it the entire time. So let's start with the Drake May stuff, because it's been wonderful with him and Drake May, and it's perfect, and he loves them, and he's a leader, and they talk in the meetings, and blah, 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 blah. It's all baloney. It's all baloney, and it will be baloney the minute the bleep hits the fan, and it will. Look, I like Drake May, and he's a really talented quarterback. And I believe that Drake May will get better. And Drake May could win an MVP down the line. I mean, Drake May, I loved him coming out of that draft. I thought he was awesome at North Carolina. And, you know, he finished second in MVP last year. Completion percentage and passer rating. And the guy was off the charts. But Drake May does have a weakness. And that Drake May takes a lot of sacks. His sack percentage was enormous. So what is going to happen to Drake May, unless he improves that weakness in his game exponentially, is Drake May is going to turn the football over, and Drake May is going to get hurt. And Drake May is going to cost his football team opportunities to move the football. That is what happened in the postseason, where he got sacked over and over again. He got hurt. He had a shoulder issue. I think people forget this when they just destroy his play in the postseason. He had a bad shoulder. If I had a guess, just based on how that injury happened and how he threw afterwards, if I had an AC joint sprain, I mean, it probably was a really significant thing. Jalen Hurts had that back in 2022. And you remember the first couple of playoff games, you know, Jalen Hurts wasn't exactly lighting it up. Then he had that 2 weeks off and played much better in the Super Bowl. May did not. Now, May went up against the Seahawks defense, which was enormous and excellent. And the Eagles went up in the Super Bowl against the Chiefs defense, which was not as good. But that being said, you know, Jalen overcame and played well in the Super Bowl. Drake May did not. I think Jalen has a pain tolerance and an ability to play well through what would really hamper other players more than most players. I think it's one of his strengths. I think it's because he's so physically strong, takes care of his body. But you saw it with the ankle in 21. You saw it with the shoulder in 22, the knee in 23. He's had years where he's been banged up and still played really well. That aside, Drake May, awesome talent, but he has a weakness. And that weakness will frustrate A.J. Brown, especially if there's sacks and fumbles, and or if there are games in which Drake May, because he takes so many sacks, is feeling the effects of that and physically and isn't able to be the same guy. His passes are a little bit off because that shoulder or whatever, you know, the hip, maybe, you know, whatever the injury might be of the week is bothering him. So we could do all this dog and pony show right now of A.J. Brown loving Drake May. Don't buy it for a second. And then as far as Mike Vrabel saying that A.J. Brown has matured, he's a maturer guy now, more mature person than when he knew him in Tennessee. Hey, Mike, stop. I mean, first of all, it's rich coming from you talking about maturity at this stage of your life. Why don't you just get your act together? Because you're obviously a mess in your personal life. But second, to pretend what happened here the last couple of years didn't happen is a slap in the face to football fans, and especially football fans in Philadelphia. We all know. I mean, we lived it. We know what A.J. Brown was doing the last couple of years. And we know where this is going to go. So we could all pretend. We could live in la-la land, pretend land. A.J. Brown's going to be this great team, and he's going to love Drake May, and he's going to stay healthy, and the speed is back, and he was pretending to be slower last year. Okay, guys. Okay. Sure. Knock yourself out. I mean, go for it. If that's what you want to believe. And the last thing on this, and it's an important thing, is that A.J. Brown obviously has everyone right now in New England, fooled, completely fooled, that his great sense of being in the NFL is about playing for the Patriots and winning football games. No. The Patriots, yeah, there's obviously something to his fandom that he talked about a lot. But his desire to play the game of football, and now particularly player for the Patriots, is simply connected to the idea that this will get him what he really wants, which is the ball. Keyshawn Johnson, just get me the damn ball. That was his tagline back in the day. And this is basically the new Keyshawn Johnson. I mean, that's who A.J. Brown is. He just wants the football. I go back to 2024. Actually, I go to 22, playoff game against the Giants here at the divisional round. Eagles are blowing the doors off the Giants. They ran them out of the building. And all AJ's doing is complaining on the sideline. Heated. Unnecessary. Man, it was all about you. You go to 23, and down the stretch of the season, him and Jalen freelancing, and then AJ not showing up to the playoff game, getting hurt the last week. You go to 24, and this was the one that really cemented it for me. 2024 season. The Eagles have lost one football game. One. In a matter of about a 3-month span, one football game. They were turning into, in front of our eyes, the most dominant team of pro football. And A.J. Brown publicly complaining and calling out the quarterback. Whether or not he was right, whether or not I agreed with the idea that they needed to get better in the passing game to win the Super Bowl, which I did, the book on the sidelines was a slap in the face to everyone on that football team because he was telling us, I'm bored. As the team won week after week after week after week. All they did is win. And all he did is say, it's not good enough for me because I'm bored. It was totally disrespectful. And it was totally self-centered. So those, Tigers don't change their stripes. I mean, this is who he is. This is who he is. It's who he will be. And they may have a honeymoon period. And they may have a good run in 2026, excuse me. He certainly could. It's not out of the realm of possibility that Drake May and A.J. Brown have themselves a really, really nice season this year. And that A.J. Brown has a healthy season. But when push comes to shove and time goes on, this will manifest itself to where the Eagles won this trade. They will do something significant with the pick they got for A.J. Brown. And they will be better off in the long run. This reminds me a little bit of the Wentz trade. To where that first year, Wentz was probably the more productive quarterback to Jalen Hurts. And the Colts won 9 games, or 10 games. I think it was 9 games. They missed the playoffs, but 9 wins. And there were moments during that season where Carson played pretty well. And the Colts offense looked pretty good. But by the end, it was a short-term marriage. And Carson's career started to go significantly backwards. And as time played out, and the Eagles used that draft pick as currency to build their next great team, it became so lopsided between the two sides that it's a joke now to even ascertain the idea that the Eagles didn't win the Carson Whitfield. Of course they won the Carson Whitfield. They won it by a mile. And this will be something similar. Will it be the exact same? Obviously, Brown's a better player than Wentz. And a more motivated football player. I never thought Carson Wentz truly loved football. So when it started to get a little bit tougher. Now, I say that he's carving out a career as a backup year after year. But I never thought he loved it to fight through the toughest times when he was a starter. But that being said, this will turn out similar to that. So, if you want to buy this new A.J. Brown and you want to have seller's remorse and you want to say, we should have tried to keep him and all that, blah, 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 blah. I'd say to you, I'd be patient on this one. I would play the long game on the AJ Brown thing rather than the short game. He's going to play the short game. He's going to play the in the moment game. And he's probably going to feel, you know, pretty good about himself today and tomorrow and at the beginning of the season. And the Eagles' offense is likely to struggle in 2026. It's likely to struggle in the beginning of the season, especially. And AJ probably will have a better September than anyone on the Eagles' offense that he's saved for, you know, a guy like Saquon. So they're going to struggle. And Brown will do well off the start because he's got a big-time quarterback throwing to him. But over time, Brown will show who he is, which is a selfish football player and a guy that doesn't truly care about championships and a guy whose best football is behind him with a degenerative knee and hamstrings that will give out. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. Don't forget, what if phillybook.com. It's how you order my book. Thanks so much for listening, subscribing, and downloading WIP Daily.